Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Just when I was about to call it a day and put the old microphone down at One Every Day of Saturday Plaza and go just rage on a Thursday, I get a Facebook message that changed the trajectory of my life and yours, my friend. It's Sam Crowley back with podcast number 3 on the Every Day of Saturday. Shoot! Here we go. Are you ready? This is why I do what I do, and I need you to press your ears as closely as you can to the earbud. I need the earbuds almost touching. They're that far into your ears at this point in time, so that the message properly resonates inside of your cranium and rattles around like a pinball inside of a machine. Are you with me? Are you ready to receive this message? Are you ready to receive this message, I ask? Here we go. This message came into my inbox right after I recorded podcast number 2. Well, it probably came in a lot earlier. I just happened to see it because it was in that other inbox, which, did you know you have another inbox? I'll get to that down the road. All right, here we go. It comes from a podcast listener named Miguel Scaleri. Miguel Scaleri, soon to be known as Champion Miguel Scaleri. Dear Sam, I know you're a very important person that is super busy, but I wanted to send this anyway. I promised myself I would send you something when I made the change. I started listening to your podcast 1 year ago and it changed my life. I don't think I could have made the changes without it. 15 years slavery in the corporate world. Miserable, bad health, and anxiety attacks. On April 20th, 2016, I had the balls to put in my 2 week notice. My last day is May 6th. And I'm so happy. I feel like I'm going to explode. Boom! With a little boom explosion symbol next to it. Thank you, Sam Crowley. You changed my life, and I am going for my dream. Miguel Scaleri. That's what I'm talking about. You believe that? Do you believe that? I believe that. You know why? Because it's not that the sky's the limit. It's that our belief system is the limit. Here's an individual, 15 years in the corporate rat race at the JOB, the jump out of bread, the journey of the broke, the just over broke, that said no more, no way. I'm not dying with the music still in me, baby. I'm going to let the music play. There will not be a symphony. I will not be part of the symphony in this cemetery playing. Let me tell you something about this note, by the way. Cue the Twilight Zone music. This is pretty damn wild. Number one, and this isn't even the craziest part. Number one, I was in the corporate slave camp for 15 years before I quit. And I also quit my job on May 6th. Wow. Isn't that something? May 6th, 2005. The first time, and then I went broke. Not that Miguel will or you will or anybody will. I'm just saying that was my story because I wasn't clear on the vision. I wasn't clear on the vision of where I was going and what I really wanted. See, I bought the damn Quiznos. Instead of making subs, I should have been making speeches. Got it kind of mixed up a little bit there. It's okay. It's all right. Everything worked out all right down the road. Nothing against Quiznos. They're still toasty. I haven't had one in a long time, as you may imagine. Have a little bit of a Pavlovian response when I have them. Takes me kind of back to that day. I could even hear the elevator music. You know, what's funny is we had to put in a musical CD that was approved by Quiznos, and it was this, you know, elevator music sung by these random bands, and it was just kind of light music that plays in the dining room, which you really can't hear it when the dining room's full. The problem is when the lunch crowd left throughout the day and I had my old cue of a polo shirt on with the old black visor and I was wiping down the tables in the restaurant, I would hear that music when there was nobody in there. Same damn song. Like Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. When I Got You, Babe would come on the alarm clock every morning at 6 a.m. Same thing, man. I heard it every day, that elevator music. But I digress. It's not about me. It's about Miguel, and it's about you, and it's about the millions of people who are out there that we are going to save, one soul at a time. People who are not settling. People who are not just staying in Averageville. People who understand that there's so much more out there to do, even if it means risking failure. Even if it means saying goodbye to the old 401k. Even if it means setting fire to that dream of being a CEO when you know you wanted to be a DAD. Isn't that something? What fuels your passion? May I ask you today, champion? May I pose this question to you? I'm all fired up after getting this message in my inbox. I almost wet my pants because it's that kind of a wet your pants Thursday of excitement. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the episode last month where I ask you if you are a wet your pants kind of excited. And if you're not, your dream isn't big enough. Okay? So let's all, in honor of Miguel, let's all wet our pants today as we listen to an amazing story of a gentleman who had the courage to go for his dream. And I ask you, champion, are you the next one to make every day Saturday? I say yes, you are. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.